Darrell, tell me a little bit. We have been watching that U.S. dollar actually strengthen in these times of all the uncertainty and problems with the American financial market. First of all, just give us a little overview. Why are we seeing that dollar strengthen?
Well, I think the major reason is this ongoing financial turmoil that we've got, Ray, in the world markets here right now. And the U.S. has traditionally been looked at as a safe haven currency when times of uncertainty. So even though we do have a very stressed American economy, and of course there's some trade figures that have just come out here in the last 2 days, which would support that, overall the world economy still tends to want to park idle dollars in the U.S. currency, and so it's been moving sharply higher here since late June, early July.
Yeah, with that strengthening dollar, is it having any impact on, I guess, what we're seeing elsewhere with our grain and oil seed commodity prices here?
Well, it certainly has because, of course, as the U.S. dollar declined in the last few years, that made the foreign purchases of grain-based commodities exports out of North America cheaper. We've covered that in several previous market alerts. So that added to the bullish sentiment in the marketplace. But now we've got some escalating and very worrisome trade deficits, which have been building over some time. There was a report out yesterday. The trade deficit now is a record $455 billion, which is well above the White House's most recent estimate of